الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We find everywhere that during the year there are certain occasions which become very special occasions. For us as Muslims, when the month of Rajab comes in, then our real season starts. And Allah Ta'ala make it put in my heart, in everyone's heart, our real object and purpose of life, the Akhirah. Not this dunya, this is just a passing phase. But the place for our imtihan and our test. A person who fasts here, Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of what we say. It is just words that we quote, but the reality is something else. May Allah put that reality into our heart. Amen. Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, says, this world is like a moment. This one moment you spend correctly, and you take fulfill the commands of Allah. You don't follow shaitan, don't follow your nafs, don't follow what the people want or what the people will say or the impression of people, but you follow Allah Ta'ala for one moment, and then forever and ever Allah will give you enjoyment and pleasure. May Allah bring this into my heart, into everyone's heart. It is a thing that I personally have to admit, I lack very much. May Allah bless us all with it. And if this one moment we satisfied shaitan, what shaitan told us to do, or we satisfied our nafs, that we made our nafs happy, or we went what the people will say, what the impression of people, the comments of people, and we made them happy, then unfortunately, forever and ever, may Allah Ta'ala save us. So it's a very, very crucial time that we are in. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us that reality. So it is a time that we have to be preparing for that eternal and everlasting life of the Akhirah. And this whole life of ours, as Allah Ta'ala explains in the Surah Wal Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, that man is at loss. That is, if we don't appreciate this time, and if we just let time go pass like that, and we don't appreciate time, then man is at a loss. And إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, in order to come out of that loss, is to bring Iman. And not just the outward form of Iman. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا, those who believe, you bring Iman. In other words, you have got Iman, Alhamdulillah, Allah Shukr, but bring the reality of Iman. And that is, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِهِ اتَّدُوا. And if people bring Iman, like how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum brought Iman, then a person is on Hidayat. Today we are all concerned, like for example, if there's some function, if I don't attend, what will the people say? And if I attend and there are wrong things happening, if I speak out, must I speak out or must I not speak out? Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did not worry anything. When he was in fact told that don't do this, keep quiet, look at who is here. At the top of his voice he said, how what conviction they had of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that nothing of this dunya mattered to them whatsoever. As far as education is concerned, how much they give preference to, not preference, only to Quran Sharif. There was no, that in fact, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Nahnu qawmun ummiyun. We are people as far as dunya things are concerned, we don't know about these things. It doesn't matter to us. For us, Iman, Islam are the important things. So this is what we have to bring into us. So this season here now, Allah Ta'ala make it we realize the value of this season. The month of Rajab, for which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Give us barakat in the month of Rajab. So this month is a very blessed month. It is the month which of Ashur-e Hurum. So the sacred month is the beginning of the sacred month. So the first month here, for looking at it from this side, and afterwards there will come Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, the 3 months together, and this 1 month, the fourth month. Many people have ascribed many false virtues of Rajab, etc., throughout the world, in the Arab world also, throughout the world, and they do many wrong things in the month of Rajab. But on the other hand, it isn't that we negate everything of Rajab, and we say that it is nothing whatsoever. Don't, just like with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which Allama Busairi Rahmatullah Ali say, مَدَّعَتْهُ النَّصَارَ فِي نَبِيِّهِمْ. Don't say what the Christians have said about their Nabi, that they made him God, or the Son of God. And so don't do that with regard to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't raise him higher than he. He's the Nabi of Allah. He's the greatest. After Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is the greatest. But don't go to the other extent where people are speaking so ill of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. So recognize the value of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Recognize the value of this month and this period that we are going through. Some people, they say that you are just stressing. Or the sweating, the small stuff, all this, the small, now you just said, too much you are giving it important. So that is not also right. And on the other hand, don't completely deny it also. Choose the correct path. And see, alhamdulillah, till today, there are the ulama, the kitabs are present, and today, alhamdulillah, many ulama are making great effort to present the pure, pristine teachings of Quran and Hadith. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So anyway, this month of Rajab is to teach us one, the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Mi'raj which took place in this month teaches us the great qudrat and power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That how Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salam, which we explained previously, and everyone knows about it also, in a little while, what a journey. Or, according to some ulama, Allah Ta'ala stopped time there, and this whole journey took place. And so, and that is the qudrat. So that yaqeen come into us, that Allah Ta'ala is the absolute power, and He does as He pleases. Whatever He wishes, He does. And nobody can stop Allah Ta'ala. And nobody can bring anything earlier what Allah has determined. And nobody can delay it also whatsoever. And then this Mi'raj was to honor Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the year, the Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow, various events took place in which made Nabi Ali Salatu Wasallam sad. Allah made him happy and granted him this great occasion of Mi'raj, where even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam could not reach to that high position. Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then another great thing, Allah Ta'ala gave salat on this night. A gift, a faraz which Allah had made, not here in this dunya, but Allah made it faraz in above the seven heavens, where by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Allah made this namaz farad and gave it to us as a great, great gift. Salat is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Salat is the source. May Allah give us tawfiq. The Sahaba, Hadrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, famous about him. Any problem runs to the masjid. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam the wind just blows a little bit stronger to the masjid. Today, that is the last we think of, going to the masjid. And especially like at the odd time, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam once found a sahabi, which was not namaz time, which normally people are not in the masjid. He was in the masjid. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked him, "You are here in the masjid at this time?" So he explained he's got some problems. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam showed him the solution, how to sort out the problem. So the masjid is the place. And these are the months now that we should now turn toward. We have, for example, December for our business month. We have December for our holiday, all our other entertainment, etc., various other times of the year, whatever happens in the world. But this is now the time for all of us that we turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And in this night, so Rajab is a great and honorable night. And then we have the month coming now, Sha'ban, which is another great month which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. This Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the most Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted outside the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is farad, all the fast, all the 29, 30 days, every day. But the most Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam kept fast was in the month of Shaban. So this is a month that Allah give me also tawfiq, give us tawfiq, that with this coming of Shaban, that we turn now towards fasting. And like that, every month, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam explained the great virtues of Ayyam Ibir, the three days, 13, 14, and 15. It is called the days of Bir, whiteness, brightness. But really, it is the nights which are bright, because it is the 14th full moon. And the 14th full moon, the brightest it is on these three nights, the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And to keep rosas on that is stress. Greatly virtuous it is. It's not farad, but a person keeps these rosas. Great, great benefits are mentioned about them. So to keep these rosas during this time, and in the month of Shaban also, it was Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when he kept rosas and he explained the virtues of it, then in this month of Shaban also he kept the rosa of 13, 14, and 15th. So the 15th is a day to keep rosas also. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, though there is kalam, discussion upon about the Hadith, but that kumu laylaha, that the night of the 15th of Shaban, try and stay awake, make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and sumu naharaha, and keep the rosa of the 15th. So the 15th, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam kept throughout the year, you must have kept in Shaban also. It doesn't make sense that in Shaban now Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam didn't keep Roza. And of our elders we find it was their practice, they honored, and they kept the Roza of the 15th of Shaban. And this period is really, so from the Shaban, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was asked why he is fasting so much during this month, he says our action, our aman are presented by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then according to that aman, the decisions are made for the coming year. So it is like, for example, a student writes an exam. And now the exam, his answer to the exam is in front of the ustad, in front of the teacher. Now he's seeing what has been written. And according to that, he's going to write a mark. So if you want a good mark, you must present a good paper. Then you'll get a good mark. So just like that, she will be worried that the time now when the decision is made, at that time, the examiner, his heart must be softened so that he writes a good mark. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when my paper, what I did for the year, is being presented to Allah Ta'ala now. So at that time, he kept roza, and Allah Ta'ala relents. And Allah Ta'ala, so to say, softens up to a person who keeps roza. So that now the decision that is to be made for the future, made a good decision. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. This is the night, the month of Shaban, it appears that amal are presented by Allah. And then there are the decisions that are made. It is either Laylatul Mubarakah, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubarakatin, that is the 15th night of Shaban, or Laylatul Qadr, which not commonly we call the 27th night of Ramadan. But of course we all know it's not necessarily the 27th night of Ramadan. It's for any of the odd nights, and there's a lot of kalam when is Laylatul Qadr. So it could be that. But whatever it is, we should take the opportunity that when this great month is here now, the month of Shaban, we try and appreciate it. And the appreciation of it is, as it has been mentioned, that ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala gives should not only be appreciated by celebration and eating, feasting, but by fasting also. And here Allah Ta'ala has shown us that this period here, now spend it in fasting. How much we can. It's not farad. If a person doesn't keep one roza also in Shaban, it's not any guna on that person. But the virtues are so great, why miss out for that? In worldly things, for small benefits, we go out of our way. For a benefit of a few rand, we go out of our way. So for deen, when these great benefits are there, we should try and apply ourselves. Engage more in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And appreciate this great month that Allah ta'ala is blessing us with. And try and make as much as we can, at least, as ulama have explained, to make our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat. As it comes in the hadith, a person who makes his Isha and Fajr with Jamaat, he gets the ibadat of the whole night. So easily we can get the ibadat of the whole night. Tahajjud namaz, the real time starts of tahajjud after a person is finished his Isha. That is the starting time of tahajjud, when his Isha is completed. And the best time is the last part of the night, when a person gets the greatest reward. So Allah Ta'ala has made it that everything Allah is spread out. And everyone, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In that, people should try and race with one another and try and beat one another in good deeds. So anyway, this month of Shaban, we should appreciate the 15th night which he will be coming. That night we should also appreciate, and we should try and make tawbah, istighfar of all our gunas. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that the decisions which are made on this night, a person may be busy in the marketplace, buying, selling, doing business, but there his name is written on those people whom Allah is going to take away. He might be preparing to get married or going for Hajj or something, but his name is written among those people who will be passing away. So anyway, the person should be conscious of that eternal life of the Akhirah. And mashallah, we know today also there are people who are getting such Mubarak Maut. Allah Ta'ala is blessing them. We heard about Qari Abdus Samad Sam, who passed away yesterday, that one Basharat, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and fetched him. Another Basharat, that Qari Ismail Sam, who was our Ustad of Qiraat, he came and fetched him in a limousine to take him. Wallahu Akbar. Now, Allah Ta'ala bless us also. And on the other side, if a person has to, we didn't appreciate these times. And we don't know what Allah Ta'ala likes of which person. And Allah Ta'ala blesses that person. So this is, our lives are short. The real life is the life of Akhirah. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa fi Shaban. The month of Rajab also Allah made that we took advantage of it. And now is Shaban, take advantage of it. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And the actual ultimate object is the month of Ramadan. So Allah make it that we reach there, and then the Allahu Akbar, the great virtues of Ramadan. Hazrat Shaykh whole kitab Fazail-e Ramadan, and ulama have written, Allah reward Hazrat Muhammad Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali has written, so many other ulama have written on the great virtues of the month of Ramadan. So all this Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate, and as these days are coming, we take advantage of it more and more. And may Allah Ta'ala save me, save us all, that we just talk about it, but we don't do anything. That Allah Ta'ala make us, that we make amal. Like the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They went out after Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. It's really mind-boggling to see that there's no conveyance in those days as we have got today. The jet planes, etc. But where and where they reach. And Allah reward those ulama who have made those charts in which they show that how the Sahaba went from Medina Sharif all this way, right through Egypt and right till Morocco on that side there. And that was like the end of the world at that time. So they reached till there. And on the other side, there's China, Indonesia, Malaysia, all that, and the Mongolia, wherever you can think of how they reached till those places and how they, and what was the da'wah? It wasn't the talking. It was the sifat, the qualities which they had. And everyone saw their qualities, and then the people accepted Islam. The quality of making khidmat of people, of ithar, to sacrifice. يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That they would give preference to others, though they themselves would go through difficulties. Allah make us maaf. We are very, very, very far from all those. So where they were, so all that. So this is the period now that Allah Ta'ala has brought. So we should try and also try and bring this sifat into us. And for that is our tarbiyah, our islah that we try and make. That a person doesn't give preference to nafs, he gives preference to the command and the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Hadith Sharif, a person gives preference to. So this is the period now that we go through that. For that we have the dhikr of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. A person be regular with his dhikr. And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has made it very easy. 100 times La ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. We make that dhikr with punctuality. Regularly we make it. And we make it with concentration. That when we say La ilaha illallah, the reality of it, that we take out all the other, our ego, our love of dunya, our position, whatever it can be, we take it out from the heart and we put illallah, only Allah be in the heart. Fortunate is that person that Allah comes into his heart. And when he meets, when the time of passing away, only Allah is on his, in his mind, in his heart, and nothing else. Such a person becomes greatly successful. So this is the time that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. So, and the other dua, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Make that dua also, that our health stays good, that conditions, ahwal, hal, ihwal, things can change so easily, and then things become difficult. How many people land up in hospitals during this period. And with regard to that, Maulana Muhammad Suleiman, who is the grandson of Hazrat Maulana Anandwi Maulana, what was his first name? Suleiman Anandwi. He says that his grandmother, who was a hafidah, and she made her husband hafiz. Allahu Akbar. She was in hospital her last Ramadan, and in hospital things are like what they are in hospital. So she told him, this Ramadan of mine didn't go well. So he thought from a physical point of view. So then he asked her, why, ma, what happened? She says, I only managed 10 Quran khatams. So he says himself, I didn't know where to hide my face. That we as healthy people, and how many khatams we make. She says in that condition, because she was ill and she couldn't manage, she only managed 10 khatam. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And so Ramadan will be coming also. Try and increase our tilawat of Quran Sharif also. Try and increase our ibadat also. Try and turn more towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So this is the period now. The month of Rajab is almost finished now. We are right at the end. We are now going into Shaaban and trying all, and we, the 15th night particularly, the whole month of Shaaban, the 15th night particularly, and وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. And then in Ramadan, inshallah, wherever we are, we try and make as much ibadat of Allah Ta'ala as we can. We turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and we try and take as much as we can. And we should on our own, and preferably more than on our own, make ta'aleem of Fazail-e Ramadan. Whether it is in the masjid, we sit in the ta'aleem that takes place, or whether it is on our own. And ta'aleem at home is very, very important, which also generally we are all very negligent. If we have the ta'aleem of Fazail-e Ramadan at home, and we start now already, and all the virtues of Rajab, Shaban also we consider, and then when Ramadan, before Ramadan comes, the fadail of the virtues of the month of Ramadan. What great, great virtues they are. Though they are with ulama try and explain them in the month of Ramadan. But before that, so that we look forward to it. And we try and appreciate and take as much maximum benefit as we can. So there is a great, glorious period that has come. And alhamdulillah, Allah has kept all of us, most of us, healthy, and we can manage ourselves. We don't know what holds for tomorrow. This Ramadan is coming, just like every namaz also that we make. We made our Maghrib namaz. We will be, inshallah, be making our Isha. This Maghrib and Isha will never come back in our lives again. Or in the namaz also. Like, for example, when we are reading, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh, Allah, show us the straight path. To at that time, think of the straight path. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Those people on whom Allah Ta'ala has made in'am. مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Oh, Allah, give us those qualities of those people. The minute you go on to غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, now that can't come back again. And if you didn't do it there, you can't replace it. Because if there's no void anywhere in namaz, that you can now catch up with it. You have to do everything on its time, on its place. So like that, the whole of namaz also. And then everything that, then automatically concentration will come. And then the value of namaz will come. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, effort is being made on namaz in the Khanqa, with the whole kitab is discussed during the whole month of the how to make namaz, what is called a namaz. And in that, very important for namaz to become correct is wudu. Before namaz, wudu must be correct. And wudu also is not just splashing water, but it is making wudu properly. And in that also we have to pay attention when we are making wudu. If a person is not paying attention, he's just splashing some water and he feels my wudu is done. And how much it is seen that people, elbows are left dry, and their ankles are left dry, and the feet are not washed properly, and the whole foot must be washed properly. So that is all preparation. No wastage of water. Today with the tap, the water just runs all the time. And to try and sit and make wudu. Many places people just stand and make wudu. We should try and sit. So all the adab and the which are the requirements, not to be talking while making wudu, etc. The respect of wudu. Then our namaz can come correct. And when namaz will come correct, then the rest of our lives also, hopefully inshallah, will be able to come correct. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make effort in this direction.